All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope everybody's back. It's a little after 10 o'clock, and it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem is with us, and we're watching a Channel 9. There's a big balls up in Compton. Somebody, I think two guys, shot an AK-47 at a sheriff, and the sheriffs are responding to that in the normal fashion you'd think they would.
See, it's a gang. It says it's something gang-related, the gang.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's in Compton. So if you see a lot of helicopters and a lot of cops, that's what's going on. All right, this is a friend of mine. I'm going to tell you something.
Ah, I was going to go into my theory about gangs, but that's not. Maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah, people, they'll watch the news.
Yeah, you'll see me next Tuesday.
Yeah. I'll see you next Tuesday. I can't believe you've never heard that before.
I had, but I couldn't remember, and I had no idea why you were laughing so hard last Tuesday.
Carrie was here last year, and I say, hey, I'll see you next Tuesday. She goes, all right.
You start to crack up.
You never heard that before? All right. A friend of mine. I'm not going to mention his name because he will probably be embarrassed by this, okay? But a friend of mine, who I've known for a little while, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years or so. He said he lost interest in sex. He lost interest in going to Dodger games, into hanging out with his friends, into he used to scuba dive. He didn't want to do that anymore. He also was into golf. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to go golfing anymore. He just sort of like became, you know, relaxed and spent time with his wife and his three kids. He just didn't want to do anything. He just,
you doesn't know, sound like a very happy
burned
guy.
Out on everything. Oh. But you know what he did? He went into his doctor's office and he said, this has to be physical because it's not psychological. I just can't burn out on that many things that quickly.
Right.
Right. This is a really active guy. He worked out. He ran. He did all kinds of crap.
Maybe he needs
one point he trained for a triathlon.
Maybe he needs a yeast cleanse.
No, he doesn't need a yeast cleanse. No.
Maybe like wheatgrass enemas?
No.
No?
This is what he did, though. Oh. Went to his doctor. And his doctor said, you have almost zero testosterone. Almost zero.
Really?
Yeah. And he goes, all right, well, let's get some testosterone going. And this guy needed so much that the doctor actually prescribed him testosterone, right? And I'm not sure if this was on the up and up or not.
Okay.
And he gave him a box of syringes, and he gave him a couple bottles of testosterone. And every 2 weeks, he did it. To himself, he hit him, you know, himself in the ass cheek with his testosterone.
Yeah.
And he said, literally, after being on it for a month, he had the sex drive of a 14-year-old boy again.
Oh, Lord.
He was back into golf. He was back into going to Dodger games. He had more energy than anybody on the planet.
Okay, where did his testosterone go?
It disappeared. Sometimes the body stops making it.
Yeah.
You know? But does anybody out there have this kind of background when it comes to testosterone, and does the patch, does the ointment, do the syringes, does it really help? Because there's a lot of guys out there, and I'm like one of them. You know, I used to be like written into Kings games and stuff like that. I've lost a little edge with, you know, in the sexual arena. I'm just not the same guy I used to be.
Maybe I should take one.
I need testosterone.
Maybe I do too.
I need like a testosterone beach towel.
Do you think it would make me sexual again?
I think it might.
What do you
think? You know, girls have a little testosterone.
No, maybe. Why don't we both get syringes?
Right.
We'll try it and see what we get.
I'll shoot you, and you shoot me.
Exactly.
Jesus
but
Christ.
You know what? Well, you got to watch it with women.
And why?
Because a friend of my wife's went to the doctor, and the doctor said she was very low on testosterone.
Mm.
Right. And the doctor said, we're going to give you a little testosterone, but we got to monitor you because if we give you too much, you could develop, you know, complications. So she was on testosterone, a small dose of, for about 2 weeks, and she went back to the doctor's office. And the doctor said, do you have any unusual muscles developing? And she said, no. And she said, do you notice your Adam's apple getting bigger? And she said, no. And the doctor said, do you notice any hair growing that you didn't normally have? And she said, well, just a little. And he says, where is it? And she goes, on my friggin' balls! Thank you very much.
Oh,
so that she may have been on too much testosterone. All right. The old testosterone joke, everybody.
That's awful.
Anyway, if you're on testosterone, perhaps you're on the patch, you're on the ointment, you're taking a syringe.
Yeah.
Is this improving your life? A lot of guys out there would love to have that overnight magic cure to just becoming sort of lackadaisical and, you know, lethargic. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. If you're on testosterone, whether it's a natural one, whether it's a cream, an ointment, whether you take the patch, perhaps you're on the, you know, you get the syringe, and how much you take, how often you take it, when do you see the actual, results of it? Testosterone is very, very important for men. And the more you have, I think the better to a certain point. But
that's
the less you have, you start feeling like a chick.
Do you think doctors prescribe, maybe they think these guys are depressed and they put them on some kind of psych drugs instead of saying, hey, it's just testosterone that you need?
That's possible. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
All right, here are the phone numbers for guys who have had experience with testosterone. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. But if that could be the overnight or the magic cure, you know, like George Bush said, there's no magic wand for oil prices. Maybe there is a magic syringe to get you back in that sack and get you back into enjoying, you know, golf and hanging out and, you know, working out and, you know, running around.
I think anything is possible. I think that if you, you know, I think that's great. If you figure out it's testosterone, take it. If you figure out it's yeast, cleanse it.
Right, but I think most guys don't have a yeast problem. I mean, I think you can...
Well, alcoholics do. They all have over yeast. If you're an alcoholic, you have yeast in you.
Yeah, I know, but I think most guys don't have a big yeast problem like women do. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Maybe not. No, they say that it goes both ways.
But I don't remember the last time a guy said he had a yeast infection.
That you don't have to have yeast infections.
You just have to have too much yeast.
Yeah, that's why you get fatigue. That's why that's actually why you crave alcohol. Your little yeasts, your little parasites, crave that. That's why when you go off alcohol, you want to eat a lot of sugar. It's to calm your craving down.
All right. I'm going to show you this real quick. See that?
Yeah.
The ratings on the station.
What is that?
Men 18 to 49.
Oh. Yeah.
Men 18 to 49.
Oh.
You'll yeast infections. Men don't have yeast infections.
Yes,
they don't worry about yeast. And I'm not going to sit here on the air and talk about yeast then, guys!
Are you done with it?
Yes!
Are you done with the yeast and the parasite flush?
Enough with the yeast and the parasites flush and the crazy theories on who created AIDS.
My theories rock, and your wife is even like on one of my theories.
Yeah, but my wife is a woman. That's why she, the yeast infects women. Yeah. I'm talking about testosterone.
Fine. We'll talk about testosterone tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right.
But anyway, so it could be the magic cure. Now, I don't know if, what do they call it? What is this stuff that, there's a certain kind of steroid that people use in athletics. There's like 150 types of steroids. But there's a certain type of steroid that I think is mostly testosterone.
That's why the women start to look like men. Their jaws become big. Their noses become wider. They even, their genitals get enlarged as well.
Is that right?
Oh, the one part kind of starts to look like the male anatomy.
Really?
And they have to get it fixed. Yes.
Wow.
You didn't know about that?
I didn't know that, no.
They can grow 2-3 inches.
Really?
Yes. If you ever watch Dr. 90210, they show some of the when they fix the plastic surgery down there. Kind of they fix that.
Can you use that C word? I mean,
yeah,
the medical term?
I'm trying not to.
You can use the long version of it. You can't use the short version of it.
Okay.
So the clitoris gets way too long when they take these drugs, and they have to go in and get reconstructive surgery on it.
Would you? I'm speaking for myself. I think I would be pretty embarrassed if I was dating a girl who had a bigger clitoris than I had a wiener.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if that happened to me, I would never take my pants off in front of anybody. I'd go get it fixed.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, you just go have it frozen off or something. All right, let's talk to Steve in Orange County on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, buddy. You on testosterone?
Yeah, I've taken a pill and now the shot. I had a blue pill. It's called Tribuse. You can buy it at any health store. If you take that half an hour before you visit the old lady, and it works wonders.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, like, a natural Viagra. I'm talking about being on testosterone.
But now I take the actual shot in the ass. I cycle it out every month.
Oh, you take it once a month?
No, I take it a little more than that. I take it, what happened was, they take it so much, your body stops producing it, and
right.
You have to stay on it forever.
Well, you don't have to stay on it forever. If you stop producing it, you know, your body might naturally kick it out.
For what I do, I need to.
Hey, does it affect your voice?
No, not for me. It just, you know, I did get a hairy back from it, but that's about it.
Right, well, I already got that. Hey,
it works wonders on your energy and sex life and everything else.
And does it bring back your desire to, you know, or bring back the enjoyment and the old things you used to enjoy?
I started playing hockey again. I started wrestling again. I started doing everything again.
What do you do for work?
Law enforcement.
Oh, you do? Where, LAPD?
No, Orange County.
Oh, I see. All right. Whereabouts in Orange County?
Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
All
right. It just came from, I mean, I'm 40 years old, divorced, being a 23-year-old, having the time of my life.
Good
just
for you.
Back in everything I used to do when I was younger.
Is that a chick you met pulling her over for a speeding ticket?
That'd be the nice story, but no, she was a friend of my daughter's.
A friend of your daughter's?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. All right, man. It sounds like you're enjoying life.
Oh, man.
Oh, immensely.
Does it make you angrier at all? Do you feel...
I mean, you know, that's the one good thing that I like. It makes me edgy.
It does. You like that.
And you like it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a competitive person, and I'm getting competitive sports again, and my job, it's okay.
Yeah, this sounds like the kind of guy that would pull you over for a three-point turn. Like, you know, when you go up and over, you know, you didn't breach the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
No, only if I seen that you were hot, I might do that.
All right. Is it true that that Orange County cops take homeless guys to Santa Ana?
Yeah, I don't deal with that. I'm on a bike, so.
Oh, you're on a bike.
Just put them on the back of the bike.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, buddy. Be safe out there, dude.
All right, thanks.
All right, there he goes, everybody.
Maybe
Steve from Orange County, man.
Those motor cops, I'm telling you, that goes with my theory. They're all a lot angrier.
Well, maybe they're all on testosterone.
Maybe they're all on testosterone. That's
enjoying themselves. Yeah. That guy's enjoying a 23-year-old friend of his daughter's.
Wow.
All right, testosterone, either the natural, the supplement, the synthetic. If you're on it, is it improved your life? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi.
Hey.
I start taking testosterone about 7-8 months ago, and I went to the doctor because I had chronic fatigue, and also, I don't know the nicest way to put this, but it felt like I was finishing the job, but nothing was there.
Right, yeah.
So, I was very worried, and I went to the doctor, and they checked my testosterone level, and they said it was close to nil.
Wow.
And so they gave me, I tried the patch. The patch I didn't get that much out of. I didn't really feel a big difference, so I asked for the gel, the pump, and I've been using the pump, and, it's really given me a lot of energy.
What's the pump?
Yeah, what's the pump? What?
It's called Androgel, and it's a synthetic. I'm holding it here in my hand right now.
And you put it on your back or your arm, or what do you do?
Well, actually, there's three places that they say you can put it. You can put it on the inside of your thigh, of your legs, of course. You can put it on your shoulders, or you can rub it on your belly. And when I rubbed it on my belly, I started growing hair there. I'm almost 45. I'll be 45 in about 3 months.
Wow.
And I'm not a hairy guy at all. And once I start rubbing it on my belly, I start having hair growing on my belly,
maybe
which I didn't like.
Maybe you should rub it on your head. Maybe they should start giving it, you know, to guys.
I don't have any problem with the hair on my head. But
and so what was the difference in energy level?
Well, my energy level definitely went up, but I mostly noticed a difference in my sexual drive. even with the chronic fatigue, I wasn't very aroused at all. I just didn't have the urge, and my sex life just went down the tubes.
Man, why don't they come out with something like this for women? I'm telling you. Men wouldn't cheat anymore if women had the drive.
Because, you know, some women, that's impossible.
Why?
Because they're just not naturally there. Guys at least have it at some point naturally in their life.
No, there's some women who do.
Yeah, but not very. It's not.
It's few. But it's not that's like what guys. I'm saying. Maybe they should come out with something that really does give them that effect.
But they can't.
But what?
You know, I mean, and they probably aren't even trying. All right, John, we thank you for calling. Because, I mean, if you look at the pornography in this country, very little of it is directed towards women.
Right.
You know, it's mostly guys. Strip bars. I can't name one that has male dudes running around except like Chippendales. I don't even know if that's
still Thunder
exists.
From Down Under. That's in
Vegas.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
awful.
Don't know who's going to that.
Midwest.
Yeah, but you know, chicks just aren't that into it. Guys are very visual, you know?
Right. No, it's very true. But still, I'm telling you, if they came up or created a pill that helped us out instead of you guys, there'd be a lot less cheating.
Yeah, well, work on it.
Yeah.
All right, testosterone. If you're on it, we want to know exactly the side effects, how the positive aspects of it. I have a friend of mine who twice a month gives himself a shot in his tuchus with testosterone, and he's turned his life around. But I don't know, what are there negative side effects? Is it all positive? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's sitting right there.
Yeah.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Testosterone, every guy needs it. And I guess if you are not making it naturally, you can get it artificially. And does that really help? Does that improve your life? Whether you're taking the patch, the cream, the shot, how much you take, how little do you take, what are the side effects? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Did I say you're here, Carrie Kasem?
I don't know.
I think I did.
Maybe.
Did I not? I did.
No. Maybe your memory's gone. Maybe no.
No, you would totally ignore her.
Yeah, maybe you're fatigued. Maybe you need some testosterone. Nah, it doesn't matter.
I apologize, baby.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk to John in Culver City. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Tim.
Say hi to Carrie Kasem.
Hey, Carrie.
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
I'm not here.
I just wanted to talk to you about testosterone.
Yes.
I work with kids that have to take testosterone because they have Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, and so I recommend that anyone does take it to be smart and consult with a doctor before you do it. But I wanted to bring up the fact that there's other ways to build your testosterone without having to go through injecting it or swallow it. One is get rid of your belly fat and try to lose weight, because a lot of people don't exercise, and I think that's a major problem with guys that have erection problems. And also, let's see here. I'm looking online here.
I could look online.
No, but there's one here that says, I'm not trying to be facetious here, but nuts are good for you, and because they're rich in monounsaturated fats, which also raise your testosterone levels. And the other thing is that people forget about is weightlifting. Weightlifting can be beneficial to building testosterone levels if you lift heavy. And
but that people have to work for it. That's unfortunately
exactly.
We live in a society that, people don't want to do that. They can take a quick pill, they can take a quick fix when you can do it naturally through vitamins, through exercise. A lot of
Yeah, but you can do everything naturally through vitamins
and
exercise.
Sure, you can, but people want a quick fix.
Yeah, and the other one, exactly. Tim, I hate to tell you about this, but drinking. If you drink too much, three drinks, it just kind of cancels your testosterone. So you have to be aware of it's a lifestyle choice.
Right.
If you want to have a strong sex drive, you definitely need to take care of your body. It's a machine. It's like your car. If you treat it crappy, it's going to run crappy.
Right.
That's the problem with the male genitalia, is that, we love to drink.
Right.
And we have to sort of give that up.
But even if you're taking testosterone artificially, like in a syringe or a gel,
you better
or
know
cream,
what you're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say you do that. Does drinking then still cancel it out?
It can, but I'm not a doctor. That's something that a hormone specialist needs to consult with. But I just think it's a huge mistake to take anything.
But isn't booze testosterone? Don't you feel like you can kick someone's ass when you're on booze?
Not when you have somebody that's not. you think like you're a superstar, but you're really not performing like that.
You know what, John? You know, and Tim, I've gotten this epiphany.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me tell you. I think maybe I should date an alcoholic, because maybe it wouldn't bother them that I just didn't want to have sex.
Possible, yeah.
You know?
Have you ever dated an alcoholic?
No. You can always try. Hey, yeah. You can always try. Go now.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
I'll bet you can get yourself a nice alcoholic.
But you'd be an impotent one.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's talk to Joni here in Westwood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, hi. I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, my pleasure. Before I tell you my fascinating story, I wanted to mention something that I read. A very small blurb in the health section of the LA Times about 2 years ago, that there was evidence that taking ADD medication suppressed testosterone production. And think of all the kids who are going through puberty.
Right.
I got my son off of it like a bullet. It really scared me.
How old was your kid?
He was, at the time, he was 15.
That's not bad.
Anyway, here's my story. I went through menopause. It was clearly what was going on, and I noticed a distinct difference in my libido. Everybody's libido is controlled by testosterone, men, women.
Right.
And
how old were you when you went through your change of life?
I'm 52, and it probably began in earnest about 4 years ago. So I went to my regular gynecology checkup. I actually had just gone to the point of saying, okay, this is the way it's going to be. It sucks, but okay. And my gynecologist said, oh, there's hormone replacement therapy for that. There's a combination testosterone, estrogen, pill.
All right, thank you. I can't take it anymore. I don't want to sit around and talk about chicks and their estrogen all night.
No.
If you want to do that, you know, call K-Big or something. What station could they call to do that?
Yeah, K-Big or call Movin'.
Fuse
yeah,
stations.
Yeah, call Movin', and they'll put you on the air over there.
98.7.
Please. It's a station for men with the menopause. And the,
hey, well, maybe their women are going through it, you know? Maybe the women are going through it, and they've just learned that...
Well, then call Dr. Laura.
Maybe their women need testosterone.
Look, they don't need testosterone.
Hey, we can go right back to the ratings. 18 to 49?
18 to 49-year-old men.
Look at that. We're up. You're up. I mean, this show is up completely with everybody that's on.
I know,
you.
But if you talked about candida and your estrogen every night, you know, it would be in the toilet.
Yeah, you got
it. We'd have KTLK numbers around here.
Hey, since you brought up the testosterone, this might be helping some women and men out there.
Leo and Covina, you're on 97.1.
What's happening, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm just trying to wake up from that last call. Anyways, hey, so I don't have a problem with testosterone as far as that I don't produce it. I mean, I produce it on my own. But years ago, I was in the weightlifting a lot, and I took testosterone as an outside source to try to get stronger. And everything that people were saying about how it gives you energy, makes you feel like you're the man, the king, it's true. The problem is that when you put an outside source of testosterone in your body shuts down and stops producing its own testosterone.
Yeah, but if you had none, why would it matter?
Well, yeah, I don't know. But when I stopped taking it, when I stopped taking testosterone, what happened is my body wasn't producing it on its own for a while. So it went through that phase where I acted like that lady that was just on the phone,
right,
old and crying. And,
but Leo, when did you start taking it?
About 5 years ago. I took it for about a year and a half, 2 years. And it was the best feeling. Sex drive was through the roof.
Right.
I felt like I was a man.
All right, then, Leo, you stopped taking it?
I stopped taking it.
And what happened?
For like 6 months after, I felt like that woman that was just on the phone right now.
Hey, did you want to plug your show every Saturday?
Yeah, go ahead and plug your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just go ahead and plug. Leo. All right, that was Leo Quinones. Yeah. Listen to his show every Saturday night from 7 to 9.
the film freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been on testosterone. I didn't know that about that.
I didn't either.
Leo Quinones. Look at that, man.
Wow.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a break when we come back. I'm going to give you a quiz here.
Me?
You and the listeners.
Huh. I like to play games.
And we're going to give away a gift.
Do I get to win?
You don't get to win. What? But you get to help the audience.
Oh. All right. But I like to win things.
Well, I'll just give you one of these DVDs.
Okay.
You have to win it.
All right, fine.
All right. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. Before we get to our quiz here, let's take a few more calls. How about Frank in Hollywood? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Tim, you made your stud.
Hey, dude. You on testosterone, dude?
I love you, buddy. No, not anymore, dude. But when I was 30, I'm 38 now, I came off a rough breakup, and I moved in with my cousin, who was a weightlifter. And I was overweight. And he turned me on to testosterone and simple exercises and a lot of power lifting, like that guy said before. And I shed 70 pounds in 6 months.
Is that right?
I was ripped.
That's amazing.
My libido went up. Even my ability to talk to girls, you know, my just confidence.
But not on the radio.
You know, my confidence went up. But my cousin, who was a weightlifter and fit to begin with, when he would do it, he would become a complete a-hole. I mean, violent, Napoleon complex with the alcohol.
Now, why'd you stop taking it?
Well, you know, I dropped down to 70 pounds so fast, people were like starting to question me, and, you know, I didn't feel comfortable sticking a needle in my butt. And, you know, I knew, you know, technically it's really not the right thing to do.
Did you stay thin? Are you still thin?
I kept the weight off, basically. You know, I kept the weight off by getting a dog. And
What were the side effects of stopping it?
The side effects for stopping it was, my sex drive did drop a little bit, and I started to, you know, get a little more belly fat back. But once I got the dog and just kept up with exercise, it seemed to really boost my libido at 30 years old and my confidence towards just being a man.
Right.
It was very interesting time in my life, and I seemed to carry it on to now. You know, I have a family now and everything, but
you got wife and kids.
Yeah, everything, you know, I don't mess around with that kind of stuff anymore, but it seems like the people that are fit, that pump themselves full of that stuff, that don't have, you know, an overweight issue or an underweight issue, you know, like the Danny Bonaducci type of thing, they get this angry, I mean, my cousin was ready to fight with me over the remote control.
Yeah, I don't want that. I mean, if that's the side effect, then you can have it. Hey, hold on one sec. Who is that? Tim, we were talking to Frank. Frank in Hollywood.
Frank. I see you holding something in your hand. It looks like a prize you're going to give this guy?
Yeah, we're going to give this guy a prize. Because he's a good dude.
Really?
Plus, they tell us by 11, we got to give all these away. Okay. Man vs. Wild Collection 1, 2-disc DVD set. Bear Grylls is back.
Yeah.
It's Friday, 9 p.m.
That's filled with challenge. Testosterone.
Yeah.
That show actually rocks, Tim. Have you seen it?
No. I mean, yeah. The all-new challenges and destination, same old bear, only on Discovery Channel.
That show is really cool.
I love that show. All right, let's talk to Joni here. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Oh, Tim, you dumped me, and I just wanted to say I really love your show, and I am part of your demographic. And
Hey, hold on one second. Give this lady a break here. She's calling back.
Right. I just wanted to say that the only reason that I even called to share something very personal is because you put out the challenge. I took it as a challenge.
I know, but sweetheart, when you call up, darling,
doesn't matter.
Darling, when you call up and you start talking about your estrogen and your...
No, no, you know, no. I said it was a testosterone-estrogen combination.
I know, but you got to understand that this is a... listen, if I was over at KBC, you and I would talk every night.
Oh,
but this station, sweetheart, this station cannot tolerate women coming on and talking about their, menopause.
Hey, he cut me off when I tried to talk about yeast again. I mean, it was.
I heard that.
Yeah, see,
I heard that.
See, Joni, it's not. Guys, it's not only you,
Joni. Guys don't hate you. They just don't want you to hear this at night.
I love you. I just have to say, the differences are far fewer than the similarities between men and women.
I don't know what you just said, but
I have no idea what she said.
If you want to call back anytime, but please don't talk about your menopause or your estrogen
levels. Oh, if someday your wife will go through it, and there is such a thing as male menopause.
It's true.
There she goes again.
No, Joni.
The second time I had to hang up on her. I don't know how many times I can tell that woman to stop calling about estrogen and about her goddamn menopause.
Poor Joni. Poor Joni.
And then, she calls back and she says, hey, you were kind of a jerk to hang up on me.
But you were going to give her a prize and she hung up.
I'm not going to give her anything.
No?
But then she starts talking about her estrogen again and her menopause again. And guys want to put that off as long as possible. They don't want to hear their mom talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear their wife, their girlfriend, their brother, their sister, their aunt.
Hey, Tim.
They don't want to hear about menopause.
Did I tell you that I'm starting to get some hot flashes?
I know. You're going to I think you're going to throw it early.
Did I tell you that I might be going through some menopause?
Guys can't stand the word menopause.
Let me tell you what I was feeling last night. Yeah. I started.
Don't do that to her. That's rude, Randy. Please. All right.
At least you're not turning my mic off.
have we done that before?
All right. What's happening? Did it to me.
All right. No menopause.
Oh,
though.
No, I'm kidding.
And none of these hot flashes and menopause. Guys don't care.
No.
It ain't gonna get one more listener.
It is. Okay. All right. Here is the big quiz for everybody, gang. All right. There's a story that came out today. Mm. Around the world, think globally here. Okay. Where is the most people on the planet arrested in the last decade for possession of marijuana?
I'm going to guess
400,000 people.
China.
You guess China?
I mean, it's such a suppressive,
that is wrong.
Awful environment.
All right, let's give out the phone numbers here. The winner is going to get themselves a prize. What city arrests the most people on the planet when it comes
city?
To...
Oh, yeah. City? I thought you said country.
Well, city. I guess it is. Let's say city.
Okay, city?
Yeah. Beijing?
No. If it's city, it's
Singapore?
Different. Singapore? No. Gosh. There's no drugs. I mean, it's very
weird. Paris? All right. Don't guess, because you might guess it right. Then we have to give you the prize.
All
and
right,
that would stink.
Okay.
All right. But the person who guesses that correctly, the city on this planet that arrests more people... than any other city for drug possession, and more specifically marijuana. 400,000 people have been arrested here in this city over the last 10 years. That's a lot, 40,000 a year.
Mm.
All right, and to the winner who calls us and answers that correctly at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 and promises not to talk about menopause or estrogen.
We're going to give him a dime bag.
Yes, yeah. You're going to get a pair of tickets to Lux 5 events. Yes, the luxury event of the season. It's going on down at the Santa Monica Air Center's Baker Hangar, Saturday, May 10th.
Plus that subscription to High Times, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Carrie Kasem will pay for it. Go to lux5events.com, lux5events.com. The number one city, if you're a pot smoker, you got to try to avoid. And I'll give you a clue, a hint. It is not in the state of California.
I wouldn't think that.
Not in the state of California.
No, I wouldn't think that.
But 400,000 people in this city were arrested or were either arrested or given tickets for marijuana possession over the last 10 years. That's 40,000 tickets or 40,000 arrests every year. That's a lot.
Wow.
In one city?
I have a guess, and it's not anywhere near L.A., so or California for that.
All right, but don't guess it right, because then we'll have to give you the prize.
I'll guess it off the air then.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Travis in L.A. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, all right.
I guess Mexico City.
It is not Mexico City.
It's here, though, in the States, right?
It. I'm not going to tell you where it is. It's in. It's somewhere. No, that's not it either.
No, really?
Let's talk to Tony in West Covina. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tony.
Hey. I'd say Vegas.
Las Vegas. That is incorrect, sir. Let's talk to, how about Dennis in Ventura? You're on 97.1.
I'm going to guess Miami.
Miami is incorrect, my friend. Ricky in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
I'm going to guess Los Angeles.
Ah, Los Angeles is in California.
It's in California, right?
So that cannot be right. Jesus Christ, man. All right. Blank City police busted nearly 400,000 people for carrying small amounts of pot in the last decade, making Blank City the world's leader in marijuana arrests. So where the hell is it? Ben in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Las Vegas.
No, but...
Did somebody not just say that?
Yeah, somebody already said Vegas. We're going to put you on hold. When we come back, say Las Vegas again. It might be right, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's talk to Alex in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. Alex.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what city?
I'm guessing Mexico City.
No, it is not it.
That's the second time we've had two people guess the same thing.
Let's talk to Ben in Los Angeles. What city?
Las Vegas.
No, but hold on one sec. Hold on. I'll let you guess again. Megan in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
How about Portland?
It's not Portland.
I got it after two guesses.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, look at that.
Ben in Los Angeles. What city?
You know, you kind of gave a hint. You kind of gave, by reading that, you gave me a complete hint. That's how I got it.
Oh, when I said blank city?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Gave it away.
Robert, you're on 97.1.
I'd like to guess the Great Salt Lake City.
That is incorrect, sir.
But I could see why I guessed that.
Monty in Sherman Oaks, you're on the air.
Is it Idaho?
The Great City of Idaho.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Have you been to the city of Idaho?
Police busted nearly 400,000 people for carrying small amounts of marijuana in the last decade, making blank city the world's leader in marijuana arrests.
Fantastic. I vacation in the city of Idaho every summer.
People are the best, aren't they? Matt in Los Angeles, your guess.
Hello? Matthew.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, Phoenix.
No, it's not Phoenix. Talk to Robert in San Bernardino. What do you guess?
Aberdeen.
Nope, that's wrong, sir.
Okay, hold on a second. This audience must be high. I mean, we've said it's not in the state of California. It's not in the state of California. It's not in Vegas. We've had like three people say that, and then two people say Mexico City. No, it's in. Wait, well, can we give them another hint?
Well, it's in this country. I'll tell you this: San Bernardino is a county. It's in a city, gang. A city. And I can't define what a city is if you don't already know it.
He gave you a hint.
The city of San Bernardino. Let's talk to Ron in Yucaipa. You're on 97.1. What city?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That is wrong, sir. Bob in Yorba Linda. What city?
Kingston, Jamaica.
That is wrong, sir.
Isn't it legal there?
I don't know. I guess
it
is.
I thought it was legal. It's like part of the religion, right? Yeah.
Dominic. What city, dude?
Rio de Janeiro?
Nah, that's not it. I'll give you a major hint. It's in this country. It's on the East Coast.
What about the blank city?
Yeah, blank city.
And you know, it's kind of like Idaho.
Frank Sinatra wrote a song about this city.
You'll get it when you get it.
The New York Knicks play there. Or the New York Rangers play there.
Why are you...
Because these guys can't get it without hints.
You think they're, like, smoking?
Central Park is in this city.
Lots
Watch,
of taxi cabs.
Somebody will still
in the
get
city.
It wrong.
Yeah. Lots of
The Empire
of taxi
State
cab.
Building
yeah.
is in yeah. the city. Yeah. Angela, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Sorry. Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
That's where I actually went for the first time and saw the Empire State
sweetheart.
Building.
Victor, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to say New Mexico.
Oh, buddy. I tell you, I would...
You know, that's where I go and see the Giants play.
I don't know about this audience, man. Travis in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
I would say New York City.
No.
That's correct, dude. You win. All right, congratulations. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Carrie Case, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Boy, are these some of these callers really dumb.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Got to thank Carrie Case and John and Jeff are here from the John and Jeff Show. What's happening tonight, fellas?
Hey.
We're going to talk about an unbelievable reason why people are now getting married, and it's not what you think.
Oh, boy. Can't wait to listen on the way home. John and Jeff immediately now, and the Tim Conway Show tomorrow right after Likas on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks. Have you ever had sex to a banjo?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't
you ever had sex to a banjo?
Yeah, I've had sex with a banjo.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to, how about...
It's only when I'm with my brother, though.
All right, let's talk to David in Los Angeles, 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I'm just more about the...
You got a bad connection there, dude. I'm sorry.
No,
Carrie forgot the mic was on, and she just told everyone that she slept with her brother.
So disgusting. That is so disgusting.
She's a whore.
I can't even believe I said that as a joke. It's just so gross. It made me kind of like have a little throw up at bum in my mouth.
Hey, listen, that guy's going to kill your brother's self-esteem.